Were you close to signing anywhere else before here?
I had a couple teams interested, but not worried about that now.
It sounded like, Jerry, that there were a lot of outsiders trying to coach you to say this was about the end of the line, and you're just not ready to say this is the end of the line.
Well, that's the good thing about our profession. We don't have to listen to the outsiders. It's about how we feel. So, I mean, I felt good, and as long as I'm playing at elite level, I plan on going.
Jerry, when you say playing at an elite level?
Yes.
Where do you think you are compared to when you had that run of six straight Pro Bowls?
Well, I know I played on number one offense last year. I know we threw the ball more than anybody in the league last year, and I know Drew only got sacked 27 times. So, I mean, you know, we did some good things last year, but I'm hopefully to bring those things and, you know, just winning my one-on-one battles up front and, you know, make sure the quarterback's upright.
I know you had the brief detour in Seattle.
Yeah, a little bit.
But mostly, in, you know, most of your, almost all your career in New Orleans.
That's correct.
What's the biggest challenge for a guy who's accomplished as much as you have to come into a new locker room and a new system and kind of find your way? Because I'm not going to say it's like a rookie again, but it is kind of, isn't it?
A little bit. The terminology. Thing about offensive line is, you know, we're not moving very far. You know, we're 3 yards in a cloud of dust. But the main thing is that everybody's on the same page. So just getting the terminology down, obviously the snap count down so you can get off the ball quick. And just taking it day by day, learn as much as you can.
What about culturally?
When
Peppers came in here a couple of years ago, he's like, with everything I've accomplished, I'm still the new guy.
Yeah.
You've accomplished a lot. How do you kind of find your way in those terms?
I let the guys that have been here, you know, lead me, you know, delegate. You know, I come from a system where we listen to guys up front, we communicate with each other. And, you know, that's why I told the guys, listen, you know, as long as we're all on the same page, we can get the job done. And that's the whole key. So, you know, I'm listening to the guys. They've been here in the system longer than me. And, you know, I'll pick it up one day at a time.
You mentioned not knowing that you weren't done yet. What's the key to keeping yourself at a high level this far in your career?
Just taking care of my body, man. Getting in the cold tub, doing the necessary things, you know, off the field to make sure I can go on the field. It's not rocket science, but when I came into the league, yeah, we had two-a-days, so we don't bang as much as we used to. That helps also. But just doing necessary things off the field to be ready to go.
When there was that stretch, maybe things didn't look like maybe they were going to work out the best for you last year or whatever, did any doubt start to creep into you, or did you always feel like, you know, yeah, I can still do this?
Yeah, I've always felt like I can do it. I mean, the most games I missed in the season was 5. And I pride myself on getting myself ready to go and play. And I played all 16 games last year, number one offense. So, I mean, I feel like I was still playing at elite level.
Jerry, at this stage of your career, once the season starts, do you feel like you win? Do you feel like you're effective more mentally or physically?
Both. I mean, obviously, the more years you play, you gather things mentally. I mean, you maybe not be able to move as fast, but learning the things, you know, collecting things in your brain mentally actually give you a better edge to move faster than you're actually moving. But I say both.
Sorry, were there a number of teams that you would have considered playing for, or did the fact that it was the Packers kind of keep the fire burning to keep this career going? I guess I'm just kind of curious how that decision process went.
I wasn't going with I'm not going to name a team, but I wasn't going to go with a team that didn't have a chance to compete. I've always, you know, we play this game to win championships. So, I mean, that definitely helped. The tradition here is very rich, and it definitely did help. Yeah.
And I apologize in advance.
Oh, no, you're good.
We jumped in late here. We've heard a lot about how you fit really well in the locker room and your leadership, and obviously the resume earns you the respect of people who pay attention.
Yeah.
Is it difficult, though, to fit in, even though you've done this for so long? And how do you go about making sure you're not stepping on toes, but being the leader that you can be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you want to get along with the guys. And, I'm not going to do anything that's not going to let me get along with the guys. But, you know, I'm coming here to be an addition, to add something. And that's how I look at it. You know, I pride myself on trying to get better every day. As long as I'm taking a step forward every day, you know, I'm going to help the guys make them better, and they're going to push each other and make each other better. So I'm not really worried about stepping on anybody's toes. I'm not a very vocal person. You know, I try to lead by example. And the unique thing about our position as offensive linemen is we see contact every play. So we have an opportunity to assert ourselves very often.
Does a resume get any better than blocking for Drew Brees, than blocking for Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, that's pretty elite right there. That's a great situation to be in, and I was very excited about it.
this line, obviously, such a gelling process, obviously. How has that been going with some new members on the line here for you?
It's going well. I'm playing right guard, which I've played my whole career, so I'm just letting these guys help me out, making some of the calls and trying to get the snap count down. But so far, so good.